Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Thursday, March 7th. We're back with you after a day off. It was raining a lot. Mm-hmm. I was tired. I thought, the hell with it. I'm not dealing with traffic. We're staying home. So I stayed home yesterday.
Yeah, the rain was crazy yesterday, actually. Yeah.
It was all night, the previous night, and it was I could hear it. It was waking me up. That's how loud it was.
Yeah, and there was thunder and lightning.
Yeah, and we don't get that a lot. I know, it's kind of scary when you see the light, the sky light up, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like, my God, you know how huge that thing is? Mm-hmm. Whatever it is. But, yeah. So, we do have a great guest in the studio. We haven't had one in probably in a week or so, 10 days.
Yeah.
And so we have a guest, and we're looking forward to that. We'll bring her on in just a second and talk about interesting things. And did you bring me some fruit, too?
Or you, just you want some?
Nah.
You don't like fruit? Do you like fruit?
I love fruit, yeah.
Okay.
But I don't eat anything until like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Which is so bad for you.
Yeah, I know, but what the hell, you know?
I think eating right now is late.
A lot of things are
bad
for
me. What time is it? 10.
I do a lot of things that are bad for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, you do.
I don't know.
You drink Diet Coke every day and you smoke.
Right.
There you go.
There you go. It can't be much. And don't exercise. I don't exercise.
Ever?
No.
I thought you like ride bikes and like go on hikes, no?
No, no.
No?
Well, a hike would be nice, but I haven't gone on hikes here. No, I hiked in Oregon when I was there, but
that was like
here
for 2 days.
I don't have any inspiration.
Yeah.
And hiking is not really exercise. I mean, you know, you
people go for the social event now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know everybody goes hiking at Runyon Canyon, and that's where everybody goes. Mm-hmm. It's like a Sunset Boulevard type of thing.
Yeah. Yep.
Everybody goes to see and be seen, you know?
I went once. I'll never go again.
Yeah. It's just you can't even find parking there, you know?
You have to Uber.
Yeah. That's true, right?
You literally have to Uber.
Uber to a hiking place.
Because it's like only a four-minute drive from my apartment, and yeah. I still have to Uber because there's never any parking.
Mm-hmm. I know. That's a good idea, actually.
Ubering.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, from you, it'll be really far.
Yeah. Well, no, I would park somewhere close.
And then Uber.
And then take Uber, right?
That's true.
Oh, we have clowns here interrupting us this morning.
Oh, my
That's very nice. Anyway, a few things going on. Did you hear about all these racist comments on Meghan Markle in social media and stuff? Apparently a lot of racist N-word and stuff. So I don't know what people have against her.
That's because she's black.
Yeah, but still, you know, I mean, what the hell? You know, why do people have to? I guess there's always haters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so the royal family decided they're going to fight this. And
we can't.
Well, no, but they're deleting comments and shit. I don't know how they can.
Yeah, I mean,
but
they
maybe
can,
comments on their own stuff.
Yeah, but like tweets and stuff, they can't delete.
Right.
They can report the page.
Right.
Well, first of all, you shouldn't be saying that on social media and still have a page anyway.
Right, but people do, you know I mean? But
people are so
the biases at Twitter are well known, but
yeah,
whatever, you know. Facebook is no saint either.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Facebook's the worst.
Yeah. I know. So, but it keeps amazing me how your story comes up every day on Facebook. And you tell me you're not on Facebook. That's the first thing that comes on my page every time I go on Facebook.
No.
So I'm telling you, your accounts are linked. Whatever you put on Instagram
goes to my Facebook page right now. I haven't uploaded since I went to Chicago or something.
Then who puts it up? I mean, there's a video of you doing your podcast.
What do you mean?
Yeah. There's a video of you doing your podcast. It says "suck it up" or something, and
suck it up.
Oh no,
swallow it.
Swallow it. Oh my God.
Close enough.
I know. I was trying to be nice about it.
Suck it up. My sounds a little worse. I think.
Right. I'll find it for you.
No,
on Facebook,
literally nothing.
Really?
I don't use my Facebook.
I'm telling you. So who's copying everything you do on Instagram?
I don't know. You're following a fake page.
Here, look. Danny Victor. Oh, it just disappeared. Hold on.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know why it did. It's always coming up here. Mm-mm. Yeah, I'm telling you. That kind of got... I mean, it just showed it. Okay, there's two Daniel Victor here.
Follow both of them?
No, I don't think so. Hold on. Let's see which one that is. No, that's not you. No, that's not you. Who the hell is that? I don't know. So it's got to be the other one. Let's see. Daniel Victor, this one. Is that the one where they see you from the back with the black dress?
Yeah.
Okay. There you go. I think that's the one.
Yeah. No story. No post. No nothing.
Look, February 12th, February this, and then there's your book.
Yeah, the book was my last post for sure.
Okay. Okay, well, whatever, you know, but I'm telling you, I'll show it to you. I don't know what account it is, but it comes up on my story all the time.
That's so weird.
I know.
Are you sure you're just not looking at Instagram?
I'm not looking at Instagram. I mean, I open Facebook, the first thing it gives you is stories along the top, right? So right now you're not up here, but you are all the time. I don't know. Now it kind of disappeared. Maybe somebody's listening to us and put up a fake site for you. And since we're talking about it, they just took it down.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
Because I 110% don't post on my Facebook.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not making it up.
Right. But I'm telling you, those are posts that are probably recent, right?
Yeah, I mean...
You with your podcast and stuff, that's recent.
I've been doing it for like 6 weeks now.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to look on Instagram and see if it's the same thing I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway. So things are good. Everything's good.
That's good.
I'm happy. How was work for you?
It actually started off really slow, and then I'm surprised how many people came out last night.
Really?
Yeah. I was busy when I left.
Oh, good.
I was like, good night. I'm going home.
It's nicer when you're busy, though, right?
Uh-huh. Way.
I mean, time flies when you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The owner's kind of hot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, hands off the owner. Not a good idea.
Yeah, no, I know.
The owner's hot.
Let me behave.
He's your employer. Relax.
I know. I will. I promise.
All right, everybody. We're going to stop with this nonsense and bring in our guest right now. And we'll be joined by Lorinda Phillips. Welcome to the show, Lorinda.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
Of Hi. Course.
Thank
Hi.
You. And Lorinda seems like a fun woman. She was here early.
Mm.
We met at the elevator and we recognized each other right away, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, yes. There you go, you know.
Have you guys met before?
No.
No,
never. No, never.
But she looked kind of lost in the building.
Help me. Yeah.
So I figured she's probably looking for the radio station.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Because we have so many guests here coming in here that... The odds are you'll be coming to the station.
Right.
Know, whoever's there.
Right.
But thank you for joining us, Lorinda.
Yeah, thank you.
You told me you don't live here. Actually, you're in Pismo Beach now?
I am.
Where is Pismo Beach?
Pismo Beach is kind of central California.
Right.
At the beach.
Right.
And then, so San Luis Obispo,
uh-huh.
And you go west. And
so right. How far is that?
About 3-hour drive.
Oh, my
right.
God.
So that's past Santa Barbara.
Uh-huh. Right. Right? Absolutely.
Yeah, it's about a long drive. But you know how beautiful it is on the beach
that's
there?
That's far.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to live and work in Los Angeles.
Yeah.
So whenever I do something like this,
right.
I put around all my clients, you know, so and make the trip definitely worthwhile.
Right, yeah. Right.
3 hours is not that bad. You know, I mean, it's a little less than going to Vegas, but...
And Sam, to your point, it is beautiful.
It
ride.
Really is. Yeah.
If you ever stunning.
Take, you see, you don't really like to drive, but you should.
I like to drive back roads.
The Pacific
you always
Coast.
Get it messed up. I don't mind driving as long as it's not highway.
Not highway. Okay, so take the one, the Pacific Coast Highway.
Right.
And you can drive all the way up north to even San Francisco, and you'll see Pismo Beach on the way.
I went to Malibu a couple weeks ago, and I did no highways, and I enjoyed the drive. It was like a 2-hour round trip.
But
it wasn't bad,
Very cool. So, how long have you lived there?
Pismo Beach since October last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you just decided I'm up and leaving, right?
Right. I lost my husband about a year and a year and a couple months ago, and it was horrible. We'd been married for 34 years, long time.
Mm.
Wow.
And it was fine. I was settling in. But I really, really thought I needed a new venue.
Right, yeah, yeah. Right.
So, to get away, right, from the memories.
Exactly. And everywhere. We used to go out a lot. Mm. So in our 30s and 40s, we went out a lot.
Right.
And you know, it was just too hard.
So it is. I mean, 34 years, it's it's a part of you.
Yeah. It's 3 decades.
Yeah.
I know.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's a long time.
My identity was with him, you know, Mrs. Phillips. Yeah. And, you know, all of that stuff. So, and we had great, great friends. And still
you seem
do.
Pretty young.
Yeah. I'm young at heart.
Yeah.
Well, was it? Was that unexpected, or did he develop an illness?
Yeah, he had cancer, and then he had two types, forms of cancer. You know, it was just kind of a losing battle.
Oh, my God.
I know. And, yeah, and he lived a great life. Right. We both had a great, happy life together.
And that's amazing, you know. I mean, look, we feel bad and stuff like that, and we do for the people that are left behind, you know. Because the person that's dead, they're dead. They don't know, right? Mm. But it's for the living, you know. That's why we have all those rituals and stuff, right. Like, you know, like funeral and all that,
right.
For the living. So I think it's hard to look at somebody when they start fading away in front of you, right?
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing.
It is very hard.
Because I know a year and 2 months ago, my dad died as well. So was that in January or December?
December 30th.
December.
Yeah.
See, my dad 3 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like right before a holiday, too. It's like,
yeah, he was quite sick during Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Really?
Christmas, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Was it hard for you? Yeah, were you the caregiver?
Yeah, yes, but we did have insurance, so I was able to get caregiving to come to the house.
Right.
But I did it by myself for as long as I could, and then some friends came over and said, "You need help."
Yes, so, you can't do it by yourself.
Right. It's too difficult.
Yeah,
emotionally too. Yeah,
emotionally too.
Mm-hmm.
To have to really see your other half. You know, fading away, and you have to do everything for them, and diapers and things like that. You
exactly
know,
right. Mm-hmm. And you know, I have a pretty positive nature, and so did he.
Uh-huh.
So then when he declined, I kept thinking, oh, he'll get out of this one this time. He'll get out of it this time. And then one day it hit me when I saw him. I'm like, he's not going to get out of this. So it shifted.
Right.
Yeah. Do you guys have children?
Stepchildren, my stepchildren, his children, you know, they're definitely adults.
Yeah.
And they really helped me along too. Really, we helped each other. We're very close.
Right.
Very
in many
nice.
Ways I'm lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're very lucky. Yeah. I mean, to have family that are close, my God, you know.
I know. And they encouraged me to find a new place and to get my life started again and to work with the athletes and to do the things I'm passionate about.
Absolutely.
And we'll get to that in just a moment. Yeah, so. It does say here you grew up right here in the San Fernando Valley.
I did.
That's cool.
I did. I went to Providence High School in Burbank. My family lived pretty much in Van Nuys.
Really?
I know,
It was still nice.
Balboa and Sherman Way. I mean, it really was. It was a lot of dirt roads, orange fields. I mean, that whole thing was here. I mean, it's impossible to believe. But,
There used to be a lot of orange groves here and fields and stuff, you know.
Right.
A long time ago.
Walnut trees and oranges.
Now it's just like building on top of building on top of building.
Right.
It is. I know.
And that's why we have so many coyotes attacking animals and stuff. Because, no, not where I live. Oh. I live right. But I mean, here, we as in the valley, because we're encroaching on their land, you know, all these wild animals.
Right.
Because they're building on the hills and everything. Like those hills over there, that's where you have like a lot of wildlife, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're encroaching on their land, you know.
I know.
They're pissed.
Well, sometimes I just think about how, like, when you're driving and a squirrel runs across the road and you slam on your brakes and it just kind of stares at your car for a second and then keeps moving. It's like, because this shit used to be theirs and we just like paved over it. And now it's like, they're looking at us like, what the hell, man? What is this? I always think about that. Like, you literally just took over nature.
Right.
It's
we
crazy.
Did. But maybe it was meant to be that way. Who knows,
Yeah, possibly so.
Yeah. So, Lorinda, tell us a little bit about what it is that you do. We connected through the publicist and... So are you like on a tour right now, for lack of a better word, promoting your book and other things that you do?
Yeah, I am.
So good. So you're going around the circuit.
I'm going around the circuit. This is my first interview.
Oh,
so
welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah. What a great spot to have you.
Well,
first
everything
interview.
Will be downhill from here. So enjoy it. Enjoy it while you can.
Okay. Yeah. What I do is, first of all, I have to go back a little bit. I've been a coach, a business coach, and a transitional kind of coach for many people, really mm-hmm. thousands of people. That's what I've been doing the last 18 years. Wow. So I develop people mostly who own their own business.
Right.
And whether it is growing them, mostly it's always about growing. Or sometimes it's just staff problems or don't know how to read a P&L statement. Or there's many right. things that people who own their, have the vision of owning their own business
right.
and then have problems on the way. Right? Right. So they right. hire me to help them.
That's cool.
And then when I saw the statistic on how poorly athletes do in retirement financially, I could not believe it. So I did some investigating. And I found that, in fact, it was true. And mm-hmm. a lot of it's anecdotal from what I gathered. I interviewed about 40, 45 people in the different leagues.
Right.
And it's a problem. It's a major problem. And
really? So yeah. once they retire, they what? Lose everything? Or?
Yeah, they lose. Well, there's a couple things that happen. They lose their money. But why they lose their money is a really good thing. One is they do spend it. They're young.
Yeah.
They spend it like crazy.
Right.
They were making $15 an hour, and now they got a check for $250,000. One check.
Right.
So and they're you know, and then there's another check coming in 2 weeks. Right. You know what I mean? So right.
They don't know how to manage money yet.
Right. Right. And then the marquee players, the players that make the $14 million. So just back up a little bit too. The people, the guys that I work with, are really the middle income right. guys, not. The high end.
Yeah, because the high end guys have learned how to manage.
Well, and they get $14 million
yeah.
a right. year.
Right. Yeah. So and you could survive off spending half of that.
You
honestly.
Can get a little crazy yeah, and yeah. still do okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really good point.
Right.
So these middle guys, though, so they're young, mm-hmm. kind of right. silly,
yeah.
Love women and gambling and fun and mm-hmm. fun and right. more fun.
Yeah.
And they have bad, they get bad advice, really bad advice.
Right.
And they take their, you know, oh, hey, this is one of my most recent clients. My cousin, he said, all he needs is $1 million to start this business. And yeah. I'm like, oh, you know, I see yeah. red flags.
Right, 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 right.
But there's a thinking that, oh, it's if I throw money at something,
right.
it will work.
And right.
That doesn't work that way.
Is that because many times they don't come for money.
Yeah, so they don't know. Yeah, I
they
think
many
so.
Times don't. And,
yeah.
and
right?
I again,
so they go crazy. They're like, wow, look at this windfall.
It's like that show they did on HBO called Ballers. It's like yeah. every single new athlete on that show like just didn't know what to do with themselves.
Really. Has no idea. And as far as I know, again, this is my research. Yes, I want to fill a niche in the marketplace. But the truth that I've seen is there isn't anything for them.
Right.
So the agents, when they're released, the agents go, the business managers go, everything that supports them goes or stays like a business manager. But then they have to pay for that business manager. Right.
Mm.
So it doesn't the other support comes from a percentage off of their income.
Right.
So when they right. stop, and then the NFL is particularly difficult because if the guys are released, and they are released 3.3 years, that's the average. So the Tom Brady's heavily weight of the 14 years, heavily weight the other ones. So they really mostly stay around 1 or 2 years.
Right. And football is worse than basketball.
And football's worse
than basketball. Because basketball, you can still get like a set contract. Football, it's like you have no guarantee
once,
at all.
In fact, yes, exactly. And what that means is once you're released,
it's like you're
no
done.
More money.
No more money.
Now, all the other leagues, and very few people know that.
Yeah.
All the other leagues do pay out their
yeah.
contracts.
Yeah, even baseball.
With athletes, you know?
I don't really hang out with athletes. I hang out with a lot of girls that date athletes.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they know these things because
yeah.
they're like, I'm not going for him. He's going to be cut in a year. That's
okay.
literally what they say. Mm-hmm. It's the truth.
So yeah. what? So they're with him because he's a star?
Because
and
he has
once
money.
He's cut, then
yeah. yeah. But a lot of girls won't go for like rookies because rookies have like, especially in football, they sign a contract. If it's, there's no guarantee. Most rookies in football don't even get a guarantee.
Really?
So if they get injured in their first game, like they're fucked. Their whole life is about to change.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. And that goes to the most important point, which is they really don't make that much money.
No, they don't.
So people think, because the big marquee players,
right.
their salaries are advertised. And oh, by the way, you can Google anybody and get their salary.
Right.
Yeah. So what would you say is the common salary that they get at that point.
As an average, it's about...
Isn't it like $150,000 or something?
It's a little more than that. It's about $500,000, but this is the thing. And five to eight, somewhere in there.
But the NFL takes, what, 20%?
The taxes is about 30 to 40%.
Which is a lot.
Then they have special stuff that the NFL, for instance, doesn't pay for. And so there's that. So then it comes down. And honestly... You know, I did very well in my 20s and 30s. I made more money than they do. So nobody comes after me and says, what happened to you and your money?
Right.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's a whole
damn.
It's a whole myth around how you're going to make it if you make it into the major different four league.
Yeah, but if you think about it, yeah, even in athletes, there's only a select few LeBron James, Tom Brady's.
I call those the marquee players. That's exactly
A-Rods. Right. Like, other than that, it's like everyone else is just kind of fillers for those key players.
For instance, in fact, they are not just fillers. They protect.
Yeah.
So it's like human beings protecting other human beings because those human beings make the most money.
Right. Which is crazy because it's like, if they don't protect you, you wouldn't be making that much money.
That's absolutely true. So I was called as a coach that develops and helps people. I was called to this. Like, I stopped doing what I'm not marketing my old business.
Right.
I'm really marketing this new business.
Right.
Because it's like, in my world, it's like a state of emergency.
Right.
You know, and the thing about it too, I'm flying because I get so excited about it. But
that's good. You should be passionate about what you do.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. These guys are our leaders. They're cut. They end up at Home Depot or...
And they get into severe depression and like want to kill themselves too.
That's right. They get very sad. They get actually stopped.
Right.
Literally and physically stopped.
Right.
And these guys, I'm telling you, they've got all of the qualities of the best entrepreneurs I've ever worked with. And they could be leaders in their communities, in businesses. And they just need... There's lots of things they need to know, but they can get it.
Right.
The Today Show, the Today Show had something about these five
We're not exactly
athletes.
Competing with
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Today Show, I know, but I thought the Today Show.
It's okay. It won't ruin our business.
They had five guys all in their jerseys, you know, and they're looking kind of silly, you know, in their jerseys on a station. They're not all helmeted up on the field.
Right.
And so then it goes to one the guys doing different things in corporate. And the guys were not very good at it. And that's because they were thrown.
Kind of like they were trying to set an example that they don't know how to throw themselves back into the office or something.
That's exactly right. And I'm like, I called them. I did. I'm like, don't set these young men up and looking like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked all through high school in an office.
Right.
These guys were on the field working. They were at Notre Dame High School. They were, you know, they were doing different things, not working at the AT&T office like I was.
Right.
By the time I was 25, I knew how to manage myself. Anyway, I just like, it's all backward. It's just all backwards.
Yeah, there was I went out to eat with one of my girlfriends like 2 weeks ago, and an old football player came in and like, they sat him down at like a nice table. He's on a date. The girl that was with me was like, I don't know why they treat him like VIP. He makes no money. He hasn't made money in years.
Wow.
And I'm like, jeez.
Really? Yeah, I know. And there's so many problems. But the other thing is that sometimes that all they know is the money. And I really try to help them through the...
And it's hard, too, because if they get used to a lifestyle, like they're driving a Lambo and they're eating at Mastro's every night for dinner, and then all of a sudden they have to like... You know, they can't pay that chef to cook them their Monday through Friday
they
meals.
Go back to
like McDonald's and fast food and
Look at out. Like not an athlete, but look at R. Kelly not able to pay child support. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, what is that all
well,
about?
Well, this is the thing too. Like you should do artists too, because a lot of people that get in record deals, they make no money either.
I know.
Like, because it's everybody else making money. It's not them. It's like the managers, the labels, and they're getting like maybe like 2%.
They're putting it together, you know? I mean, you become a mere employee at that point.
And then they all get excited to sign a contract and get like their first gold chain that they're not really thinking about. Hey, they're robbing me blind here.
I know.
And that's why R. Kelly's broke.
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
well, that and everyone hates him now, but.
Yeah, everybody hates him. He's like, I'm being like assassinated.
Yeah.
Oh, well, God. Yeah, you earned it. God damn it,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Anyway, go on.
So let's see. The thing about these guys, they are the best. They are the big leaders of our future. And we need leadership in our country and in the world. Really, we do.
Yeah.
And especially men of color, I think.
Right.
And that they, you know, that they go back, they make a difference in their community, businesses, whatever, as an entrepreneur. Durant's doing that. I mean, oh my God, right? He's using what he's given as a springboard to what's
right.
next. Not that that's it.
Right.
Like the football playing is not it.
Right.
It's a moment in time, but you can use it for what's next. So that's
so that gets them the attention. Right,
that's exactly
and,
right.
And
people
then
return
they
their
use
calls.
That, you know, the they, prominence to
exactly
to people, influence people.
People
they become
want,
influencers,
right? So because again, it's only a select few, like Shaq and all these others, that will get
Michael
the job
Jordan,
offer to
yeah.
sit on the panel and talk shit about everybody else after
yeah.
their career is done. So they're still making probably just as much money,
more.
Yeah. To sit
more.
In a suit. And talk shit about all the new players.
Yeah,
right.
But only if you have the personality to do that.
That's exactly right. The other point is when they see the Shaqs doing that, they think, oh,
I can
I'll just
do that.
Go into broadcasting, right?
Yeah.
No, 3%.
Right.
I
That's
do have
very
some
low.
Statistics.
Yeah.
Very low.
Mm-hmm.
But they it's a myth. Once again,
right.
there's this field is full of myth.
Right.
And I want to get out the word like no. Just, you know, give me a call. We'll talk. We'll set them up. Now, sometimes I think one of the one of the bigger guys, executives in an NFL player said, no, we want them to focus on playing. And my point, and I got it. I totally got it. But my point of view is, yeah, but wouldn't it be better for them and the team if they knew, okay, I got some stuff set up.
Right.
So I can focus now 100% on this.
Right.
And knowing that I have that it's not like a void.
Right.
Like I'm alone and it's a void. So,
yeah. And I think it's bad when people just focus on one aspect of their life. Because
right.
if that doesn't work out.
It's bad.
Like all it takes is a torn ACL.
And
a
done.
Broken ankle. No teams looking at you. Nobody. No press is talking about you because you've been sitting on the bench. Like only like a Julian Edelman can get away with sitting out an entire season. Because
right.
he's Julian Edelman.
I completely agree.
Do you know what I mean? But
yeah,
someone
absolutely.
Else on the team, if that happened to them, they wouldn't even remember his name. In fact, it probably has happened.
And especially a young guy.
Yeah.
You know, somebody just come on, they don't even know their name.
Right.
His name.
Yeah, right.
Like Jimmy Garoppolo got lucky.
Yeah.
Because he signed that like 5.2, like $5 million or some crazy contract that
yeah.
was actually guaranteed.
Yeah.
And then he got injured like a day later.
Really?
Oh,
literally.
Yeah. It's
yeah.
crazy. I know.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But
so
they envision he's like the next Tom Brady. So.
Wow. That's pretty wild.
Yes. They make mistakes. I mean, ownership makes mistakes sometimes in their decision making, but they make a lot of mistakes in terms of. I'm going to go and say it, but like the greed that they have.
I think
yeah,
football is
yeah.
just like a dangerous sport anyway.
Yeah.
And it probably shouldn't even be played, but that's just my.
And basketball, it's not as bad.
Yeah.
Baseball, football's the worst, but basketball
right.
is not as.
No.
Not great.
And
either.
They play, I think, what, 88 games a
yes,
year?
It is exactly
that's
that.
A lot on
yeah.
the body.
Yeah, and the and MLB is. Like
yeah, they're on the road for. Yeah, they're on the.
Wow.
If you're married to a baseball player, it's like I'll see you next year.
Really?
Basically, I'll see you in
you're
6 months.
On the road all the
yeah.
time.
Yeah,
all the road.
Baseball baseball players are known to be the biggest cheaters ever.
Yeah,
because they're
and
on
they're,
the road.
They're in spring training right now.
Yeah,
and they just. I mean, it seems to me they just finished.
Yeah, but, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's a whole world for athletes out there, right?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. So your organization or your company retired from sports.
Right.
So. Like I told you before, very self-explanatory. You guys can go to retiredfromsports.com and find Lorenda's website. Tell us a little bit what can people expect. I see it's full of information and stuff. What can people expect to find on the website?
Well, first of all, I offer my book for free.
Okay, so let's talk about your book too.
Yeah, okay. It's called Star Power in Retirement, and you just go in the top navigation and you pick it.
Okay.
And then also there's an assessment. So if you want to know what your score is, your retirement readiness score, you can do that too. These are both free.
Retirement readiness score. Wow.
Yeah, so like, okay, so I have maybe 15 questions on there and,
mm-hmm.
and
right.
from 1 to 10.
Right.
They get a percentage of how ready they are for retirement. If they've been thinking about it, if they've got some investments. So it depends on what what they've got.
I mean, people can make really dumb investments. If I was rich, that would be my biggest fear.
Yeah.
Really? If I made bad investment.
And
deal.
People, I mean, what's his name? Vernon Davis. He's a football player. Yeah. He's a very, you know, he's played at least 8 years.
Right.
And he just made a stupid, along with about 17 other guys.
Bless you.
Investment. And just a quick story. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It looked like you lost your life with that sneeze.
No.
You should have just let it out.
No, you kidding? Why would you want to let a loud sneeze out in people's ears?
No, this is a story in Alabama. Someone who was a real estate developer or investor, who was acknowledged by the Players Association, which is the union for the players,
right?
That he was okay, you know, that he was a good guy. So he got about 17 players to donate to invest for $43 million, and into a casino in Alabama, and it was beautiful. It was all done. It was beautiful construction.
Oh God, what happened?
Second day of opening, the feds came in and locked it up with those huge, you know, chain locks, and said there will be no more, nobody can be in here. It will be closed now. There is no gambling in Alabama.
Oh. Okay, they should have, all those people should get their money back, because he should have known that before he built it.
Do you see what I mean, though?
Yeah.
That's a really bad piece of advice. And nobody does the due diligence. And Vernon just said, you know, we as members of this team, of this league, we must start doing our due diligence. We cannot take people's word for things. We really have to do our research. And that's true. It's a good advice.
I would never take somebody's word.
No,
I don't trust anybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think they're starting to get that way too. But anyway, so there's that. That's the bad investing advice.
Right. So it's very interesting that you got into this. Like you said, it's an interesting niche and everything, and I'm sure not many people are serving this group of people.
No.
How did you get into that?
Well, I read the article about the retirement statistics, and what it says is that Sports Illustrated had them, that it was 80% of NFL players declare financial stress or bankruptcy 2 years after they retire.
Right.
And so I wanted to find out why, what's going on,
I thought, I didn't believe it, actually. And then I thought, wow. And then I looked, and it is true. And there's a lot of, there's other articles that are coming out saying, well, it's not quite true. And every anecdotal thing I found, that's not statistics, but it's like I read the stories. They're broke. They're broke. And I don't care what you call it. They're broke. So, and it's some of the marquee players, but almost always those middle guys.
Yeah.
Almost always. Yeah. So, and they really often don't have, it's a single parent.
Mm-hmm.
They often do not have, my parents advised me, you know,
Didn't and my parents weren't single. They didn't tell me about credit card debt, nothing. I'm thanks so much. But now I know what to tell my kids.
Yeah. It's true. I kind of lived in the little golden years that we don't talk about all that stuff, but they always had my back.
Right.
So if I failed, you know, they'd say, well, come on home and start over again. Right, you know, that first marriage was pretty bad. But so like that. And they don't necessarily have that backup. And it is what it is, right? I mean, I can't be
But I feel like in that case, college coaches and high school coaches need to step up and be that
influence.
Especially high school and college, because it's like you're really not benefiting if they go to the NFL. So at least sleep well at night knowing
that
you did right by them.
And I think
maybe they'll cut you a check later on.
Talking to scouts, that's what they say too to me. Oh God, you know, if we knew that there was something for these guys, it wouldn't be so awful.
Right.
Sometimes to make the pitch to the family. Come to the Raiders, you know, come to the Rams, you know. But so he said that's a great idea. That was my idea as well.
Mm-hmm.
After I did the research, I said, oh my God, these guys got to get information in high school and college,
and they will.
I really would like to do a nonprofit. I'd like to get this part going and then get known for this part and then offer other things.
Right.
And I have people that want to do that too.
Right. That's good. Yeah. I believe in you.
Very interesting. So, so you're saying athletes do have hope if they get the right guidance after they retire.
There's not a doubt in my mind. And I haven't had that many clients. It's a handful. But only one didn't do the work. So I just returned his money and said, look, when you're ready, come to me and we'll do that. But the others, they're all doing what they wanted to do. And a couple, too, didn't even know what they wanted to do. But that's part of what I do.
Is to figure it out.
Help figure it out. Do some assessments, some tests, and see how where their strengths are, where their weaknesses are, what they enjoy doing, what kind of turns them on and not. And then we build a plan. And then it's kind of like, okay, well, you need to do research here. I'll help. I'll do some, too. But you have to do some. Then we come back together. We get the most of the time, it's all different. But most of the time, it's one or two things they kind of choose. And then it, and then it's, okay, well, let's go. So, and it's, if it's in the middle of their season, we don't talk that much. But right after their season, then we talk about what the actions are that they need to do. And often I get their wives involved, too. So they're kind of supporting.
Or baby mothers. Because they don't want the money to dry out either.
What he said about getting depressed. That's the other thing, is they know themselves to be winners and money makers. When they are released, they're no longer winners and they're no longer money makers.
It's a shock. It's a shock for them. That's why I think it's the same with like child actors and stuff. And we've talked about this, you know. It's the same thing. You know, they have all the spotlight on them early on in their lives. They get all the attention, all the money, and suddenly it's all gone. And I think there's nothing worse than being famous and poor, right? Somebody said that.
A lot of people are famous and poor, though.
What's that?
A lot of people are famous and
poor, but it's not. But it's. I don't think it's a great place to be.
It's horrible.
When everybody sees you miserable, that sucks.
I think a lot of people have masked the ability to not look miserable.
But
especially with social media.
But they are. I mean, they're just human beings.
I agree with you.
How can you stand all the criticism?
And even with the social media, I would think after a certain time, your, your moral compass maybe, or your how you hold yourself to be and in life, and what's so, are so out of sync that something happens to the psyche or something. So it's, nobody really survives that. It's tough. It's very tough.
I mean, I have like a little bit of a following, but I've never had the money, so I don't know what it feels like to run out of it. So it's just like,
Well, maybe she can help you.
There we are.
Because she seems so smart, she probably knows everything.
Yeah, I know everything. It really, coaching. There's all kinds of statistics on coaching, on the kind of coaching I do, not on the field. And it's ridiculously effective. So it's not personal to me so much. It's just the way I have been brought up to coach, so that, and these guys know about coaching. I mean, they, if you give them a game plan, they're all over the darn game plan. So it's a market that's, once I get in, it's pretty successful. It's not, and it's not rocket science. It really isn't. I mean, I love to be considered so smart, but it's, it really isn't. And, and I have a cadre of people who will help me. And I've known over the years as coaches. So, you know, as we get bigger, I can use their resources. And I'm going to go on a tour with Tim Brown. He's a Hall of Famer. And I'm going on a tour, spring training tour, when, not spring training, what is that for football? At any rate, like a spring training. Training camp.
Training camp.
I'm going to training camp, and about four or five teams are going to, we're going to do a little, tap dance. So that should be fun.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then get people like engaged in, and then, you know, there'll be people, well, that's not so, but it'll be great. It'll be a great conversation to have. And Tim is amazing. And he is a guy that I think he was hired for 14 years for the Raiders. So he's got money.
He's a Raider player.
Yeah.
When did he play? Like 70s, 80s?
Yeah. Well, he's 55.
Which is young.
But he,
So he was probably in before that.
He was a cornerback. So he would, you know.
Catch the ball.
Probably 70s, 80s, something like that. I used to follow the Raiders. The name Tim Brown sounds familiar to me.
Do you know Zach Crockett? Do you know Zach Crockett?
I remember the time of Plunkett and Howie Long. And, you know.
He was good friends with Rice, Jerry Rice.
Jerry Rice, okay. So,
and it was he San was Francisco, right?
San Francisco, yeah. 49ers.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So that, they're contemporaries.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Very nice. So you get to get into sports. Did you like sports before that?
Not at all.
Not at all, right? I know. Didn't interest you at all, right?
I'm not like a huge sports girl either. Like,
I know, me either.
My whole family is athletic.
Yeah.
Except me. So that's the other thing. I brought the oranges to the Pop Warner Ball.
Right.
And my brother got a scholarship to San Diego State.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So they're high level, you know, they're high level players. Now, when I registered to do the marathon in LA many years ago, they were all like rooting for me because they just know, okay, just don't trip, Lorinda. Yeah. Just don't, you know. So I'm not athletic. And I liked sports in high school, but I didn't like professional sports.
Right.
I liked basketball the best.
I like basketball the best too. If I had
so to, like spectator sports, you're not into it.
But in fact, what I said, somebody challenged me.
Right.
I was at a networking kind of a boardish meeting, and mm-hmm. they said, "Why do you think you're qualified to do this when you don't even know sports? You don't even know some of the sports guys' names,
right?
And I said, "So first of all, I want to say that I'm working on it. Okay, I'm working on it." But the other thing is, you don't want me to be interested as a fan.
Yeah,
me to be interested in helping them for their future.
Yeah, and I agree with that.
That
too.
Is what I can do. I can do that. And he was an attorney, and he said afterwards, he said, "That was a good answer, Lorinda." I said, "I'm going to use that answer in the future."
Yeah.
And it's true. And I get it. There's a lot of people out there that love the sports. In fact, that's one of the reasons I want to do this.
But that's even a problem, though, because somebody who loves football won't look at football in the aspects that someone who's not a fan will look at it. Like, the brain thing, because that's a big issue, too. The concussions. And mm-hmm. then when they do get cut or they become a free agent and no one picks them up, you don't know the side effects that's happened, what's going to do. Like, a lot of men in football commit suicide.
I know.
It's like maybe like every couple of years, it's like two or three at the same time.
I know.
I'm like, whoa.
So you think that's what the concussions and everything?
Yeah, they did that whole movie about it too. And they know it's a thing. You can see it on the scan.
And they
just do nothing about it because they're making so much money.
The interesting thing too is they now publish how many guys have had concussions. Right. And a couple of years ago.
Like Julian Edelman's brain is probably like scrambled eggs. He gets tossed around like a rag doll
because
he's so small anyway. Yeah. So when he gets hit, it's like he's like getting hit.
Wow. And they hit and hit and hit and hit.
They don't say, these are big guys.
Yeah. Oh, we won't. Yeah. You know, he's got a concussion today.
Yeah. No.
They go for it.
Man. The weakness. Yeah. They go for the weakness.
Right?
That's exactly right.
There was like that Hawaiian guy who shot himself in the chest and he left a note like, "Study my head because there's some shit going on."
That's exactly right. And mm-hmm. So the NFL says it's about, and they're the highest of the four.
Right.
They say about 300 a year. And I say no. Probably about several have had concussions, multiple.
Right.
And everybody has had concussions.
Yeah.
So it's not, and it's high school, college, and
it's even little Pop Warner when you're a kid.
It's the
dude.
Progression.
Yeah.
And anyway.
My parents hated when my brother played football.
I bet. Hated it.
Yeah.
And then he got into basketball. My mom was like, "Thank you, God."
Yeah.
Thank you, God.
It's a very violent, very violent sport,
football than hockey.
Yeah.
Even though hockey is, you know, you're pretty well padded, still tough. And then.
Well, because they beat the shit out of each other.
Then it's the NBA and then it's the MLB.
Yeah.
Because MLB, it's like you just like, most of the guys just sit on the bench. They're like, "You get it. Good for you."
Yeah.
It's like they don't even really do anything.
That's funny. Well, Lorinda Phillips, the website is Retired from Sports. And the book is Star Power, right?
Star Power in Retirement.
In Retirement. Yep. And don't think of retirement as being old. I mean, I guess they're retired from sports as soon as they stop working at it.
Right. It's so funny.
Because retirement, we always associate with old age.
Right. It's not. In professional sports, they know what retirement means.
Right.
Yeah.
It means they're cut.
Right.
And not coming back.
Or injured or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. And if they're injured, it's interesting. If they're injured, they're still on, they're still in contract. But what happens is then they get the, whatever, the determination of what the injury is and how long it will take them to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, "Okay, well, we'll put you back in line."
Right.
And then they cut you.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a silly.
Yeah.
It's,
but don't they have insurance for injury?
No.
No.
You can't, huh?
No.
You can't insure that because it makes no sense. No. You're probably almost 100% likely.
They
to,
won't
to,
be written up.
And the NFL, it seems like all these sports organizations seem very greedy. So like losing one football player, they're like, I don't really care. The next dude from college is about to come up and take your place anyway. Like, it's just like.
It's exactly.
Right. Yeah. Like we're going to get fresh meat. Yeah. Next Columbine.
It,
so.
Yeah. It really is such a like a. I've got the cover of the book is a pawn. And they're like pawns.
Yeah,
they're here to protect the king, king and queen.
Yeah.
And you move them, but they are expendable.
Yeah.
That's sad, really. Human beings.
And the king and the queen, you're saying, is the owners and the big players.
That's right.
Like Tom Brady's and LeBron James and Alex Rodriguez's. And,
really?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they really are expendable. Right. They can get, there's 25 people that they could get.
Right.
Today.
Right.
That are the same. They can do the same thing.
That's right.
Right.
So it's a. It's
so it's
just,
like
you know.
Employees, you know? I mean, that's what it
a
is.
Little bit. Yeah.
Okay, so essentially. Okay, so let me try and understand this. So an owner who is at the top decides that he's going to develop a star like Tom Brady.
Mm hmm.
And then he finds other people to surround him and protect him.
Absolutely. I don't know if he decides specifically on one person, or that person just shines so greatly that he's like, okay, well, this is the one.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But exactly. The point is that there are people that are hired.
Right, right.
To like, okay, well, he can do this. Right. He can go the long ball, but these guys can protect this guy.
Like, people are saying that Gronk should retire now because they think that he's like.
Yeah.
But you know what?
And he's only like, 28?
They're all so young.
Yeah.
But you know what? It makes
sense.
But
he seems like he has
no
brain.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, he seems like there's like nothing up there.
Yeah. Yeah. I know.
Like, I don't know how he has a girlfriend, because if I sat down with him, I'm like, are you okay? Are you going to make it through this conversation right now? Like, he wrote a book about porn that got pulled off shelves. I'm like, you need to get your life together.
Yeah.
He needs to meet with you, obviously.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
And maybe your friend's boyfriends, too.
Yeah.
I'm always marketing. Always selling. So.
All right. Well, guys, we're almost out of time. Lorenda Phillips, tell people how they can find you, how they can find your book. I mean, your book's amazing. Let me see
Thank you.
A second. Because you call it ebook on the website, but it's actually printed.
Yeah.
And I love printed books.
Yeah, it's little. I'm working on another one. I'm about page 95 now.
Okay.
It's a little bit more.
But
this
it's
is
better.
Kind of a
It's better
a welcome
that it's
package.
Smaller. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
People can go through it quickly.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And it just tells quickly about what the problems are and then some of my ideas for solutions.
Right.
And a little planning back in the back. So if they took it on, they could. That's self-contained,
right?
Like
so
a little
focus so much on like also the way it ends for them and stuff. But what you're saying is they actually have the potential to be great entrepreneurs.
Great.
Why?
Because they have strengths called like 110%. They can follow a game plan, so if they get a plan, they can follow it.
Right.
They are very focused, single-minded focused.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like being soldiers almost, you know?
Very similar
right?
to vets. Yes, very, very similar.
Okay,
I mean, there's many,
gotcha.
You know, there's many plays. I'm just trying to, this one area, but I just, you know, I hope and pray that, you know, people will see something and other people will work on, like, like a coach and say, oh, I could do that for the... You know, the musicians.
Right.
I can do that for the songwriters.
Right,
well, it's
right.
amazing because the bottom line is you give people hope.
Yeah.
You know, you give people an idea that just because you were cut, it's not the end of your life.
Right, right, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I really, I mean, I'm like kind of crazy above that even. Like
they
can have better lives
than
they had for that 3 years, 2 years that they thought was all the end all be all.
Right.
No, they can use that.
Right.
Like the NFL uses them and use it. So that they can catapult into what's next.
Right.
That's what I think.
And that's how we're going to wrap up for today, folks. The website is retiredfromsports.com. You'll find out everything about Lorenda and everything she does, the coaching. And if I was an athlete in that position, I would definitely pick up the phone and call you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Danny, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow, I didn't realize you were that knowledgeable in all this, but you are.
I mean, I'm not that dumb, Sam. I'm just kidding.
Excuse
me?
I
like to give him shit.
Yeah. Did you ever even hear me hint?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just giving you shit. You give me shit all the time, do you not?
I do not. I don't bust your balls.
Yes, you do.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.